the messages have gone out, and I think it's been very well received.
All righty.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to our continuing work with Glamour, a world problem. And boy, are we in the thick of it now. Tonight, or at least tonight here in Europe, we will be working again with this virulent type of glamour. I think somewhere Master DK calls it the great glamour of hatred. And we have seen dreadful examples of that recently in that flashpoint in Kabul, the capital city of Afghanistan and surrounding the airport. I read that now, what was it? The number keeps going up. In addition to the 13 or so U.S. servicemen and maybe servicewomen too, I don't know, that have been killed, something like 170 170 Afghanis who were trying to be evacuated, they have been killed too. It was a huge number. So it seems appropriate to meditate on the vicious state of mind, which is often caused by a very concrete and literal interpretation of religion, and religion of a violent kind. It seems right to work on that. And then I think BL will be putting into our chat box here, Tuya and I have a meditation, kind of a vigil, which we'll be doing nightly now, as the crisis ramps up, and that will be done at 7:30 GMT tonight. It will be a broadcast and not a Zoom cast, and basically it will try to surround the situation with more positive energies, hoping that the esoteric approach will contribute to some of the, to some lessening of the impending, it seems almost inevitable, bloodshed that looks indicated at the present moment. We also have to hope that decisions made by the White House and by the American Army are the right ones, and that as many, yeah, I wonder how we can say the right ones, because the dilemma is terrible, but that as many people have been evacuated from that apparently no-win situation as may be possible, and that includes the loyal Afghanis, of course, who were trying to build a new society independent of the kind of well, vicious fundamentalism that exists and has existed in the outer realms for quite a while. So it's we just have to do our best to support. That's all I can say, and I won't say much more about that. We will do our bit tonight to meditate as usual on the great glamour of hatred. Then get into the vigil meditation we've been planning with promptings from many people that they'd like to see that. And so we will. I mean, we had long been anticipating that we might do that, and then it looks like it's something that people really want to get into. Now, our work, let's make sure I'm actually being heard. Yeah. Let's read a little ongoingly in the book as we do. And it will help us develop the techniques we need to confront this great world problem, glamour, of which those afflicted are so unaware. That's the problem, of course. People are subject to wrong desire that leads nowhere, and which is distorted, and they don't know it. Millions and millions don't know it. It's even hard for disciples to understand when they are afflicted by glamorous tendencies. It oftentimes takes someone else to point it out. And often when the master pointed out the glamours involved, the disciples were very surprised, either denying that it might be the case or falling into depression, both of which were glamorous reactions in their own right. So, although our attention now is on a world crisis situation, maybe we can learn a little bit of something from going on with the reading. So here we are, apparently on page 197, NDK says, the theme with which we are dealing, the light of the soul, as it dissipates glamour in the three worlds. And remember, too, that there is a kind of light of the intuition which is also pulled into what he calls the dispelling of glamour. But anyway, this light of the soul, as it dissipates glamour in the three worlds, is the most practical and useful and needed subject for study to be found today. And may I say, maybe that's why we're using it, particularly this technique of light for the dissipation of glamour. DK goes on and says, it concerns the astral plane and the service to be rendered is vital and timely. And we might say, you know, that service is largely directed towards the astral plane as we focus our dissipatory beam on the astral plane. DK goes on to say the ridding of the world, of the individual, and the world of humanity as a whole, of the all-enveloping glamour which holds humanity in thrall. Let's remember that word thrall means prison. So this, the all-enveloping glamour, DK says, which holds humanity in thrall, is an essential requirement for the race. The new era will open up before mankind, which will open up before mankind at the close of the war. So this was still written, apparently, as the war was raging. He says, the new era which will open up before mankind at the close of the war will be distinguished by its mental polarization and consequent freedom from glamour. May I say that term, mental polarization, has to be contrasted with mental focus. Mental polarization is a more advanced stage, which comes from defeating three major tendencies, which the Christ named the world, the flesh, and the devil. So following the baptism, he went into the desert, and there he fasted, and there he encountered these three temptations. And there he set for all humanity an example of how to achieve mental polarization and a path which would lead to the transfiguration. So there will be this consequent freedom from glamour. Then, says the Tibetan, illusion will for a time control until the intuition is more fully developed. Now, may I say that when we work with the technique of the presence, we are working on this relationship between intuition and the dispelling of illusion. But DK has also said that there is a way in which the dispelling of the world glamour is related as well to the intuition found upon the Buddhic plane. DK goes on and says, then illusion will for a time control until the intuition is more fully developed. Now, this means that we will be interpreting what we receive in a fairly inaccurate manner because of the limitations of our mind. But later, this illusion will be dispelled. And more people, of course, have to become mentally focused before this dealing with illusion is a problem of the same magnitude as dealing with glamour. He goes on to say, this illusion will produce vastly different results. To those which follow, when men live and work in the midst of glamour. So we have to realize that there are problems involved both with mental focus and with emotional focus. Either one of them can be problematic, but the most problematic at this time is the condition of glamour. Now, if some of you have seen video footage from the attempted takeover of the American Capitol in January 6th, 2021, you really saw glamour at work. The people there were absolutely swept by this condition, and of course some of them, I suppose, were in the state of illusion as well, but maybe they were the less violent type. Anyway, because glamour is connected with Mars and with the astral plane, it can lead to violent reactions. And that's the very thing that now we have to look forward to. And of course, it's happening right now in a different way in Afghanistan. And it can happen anywhere within the United States as people thoughtlessly feel that something is being taken away from them. They turn into glamorous responses. Now DK goes on to say, the second characteristic of the new era will be the scientific approach to the entire problem of glamour, which will then be recognized for what it is. Well, I guess, may I say that because people will be more mentally focused, the scientific approach will be more widely recognized. So, glamour, under the scientific approach, will be, says the Tibetan, recognized for what it is, and will be scientifically dissipated by the use of the illumined minds of groups. May I say that's a little bit of what we're attempting right now, but it's only in a partial measure. So it will be dissipated by the use of the illumined mind of groups working in unison for just this purpose or that purpose, just that very purpose. And sometimes when we read some of the fifth ray old commentary sections, we get the idea of how this attack against glamour must be orchestrated. The time is coming. All right. So mental polarization or mental focus and scientific approach. This is what these two factors are needed now to set to the side to dissipate this terrible problem of glamour. The Tibetan has said somewhere that both he and Alice Bailey have a horror of glamour. And he says, well, she may have succumbed to it more recently than I, but it was a longer time ago that I succumbed to it, but still their orientation is firm. The glamour must be dissipated. It must be attacked, rendered weak, devitalized, all those things that can come from the right use of the beam that is produced by the mental logic, the vital support of etheric matter, and also the light of the soul. And that's when we work, that's how we do work. Now we may be also working with the technique of the presence as we go along, and we will probably work with this looks like I'm not quite sure why there are so many blank pages. Oh, so many blank pages. So I want to be rid of them if I possibly can be. But I'm not sure that I can do that right now. It's just one of those situations. Well, maybe I'm making a little progress here. Just a little progress. But not enough. Anyway, perhaps, yeah, I'm getting there. But I won't worry about that right now. I'll just continue. Okay, so he says, the proposition, therefore, which I'm laying before you, who are the aspirants and the disciples of the world, or certainly, may I say, not the only aspirants and disciples, but those that he has gathered around himself. So this proposition, therefore, he says, which I am laying before you, who are the aspirants and disciples of the world, is the possibility of definite world service. Now, let me say, we really have to have this in mind. Otherwise, we may think, well, it's a nice meditation, and we're doing our part. But in fact, there's something much more going on, something that is possibly of real value, and he seems to be proposing something of real value. You know, I seem to be tempted to, but well, I'll tell you what, I'm just going to have to do this later and not be concerned with it right now. It's hard for me to let go on these things. DK goes on to say, groups will eventually be formed of those who are working at the dissipation of glamour in their individual lives. And may I say that when we use this technique of light, we can obviously use it in an individual way as well, and we should, if we're quite convinced as to what particular glamour we may be suffering from. Let me just say that the glamour of fear, it's maybe the fourth out of nine of the heads of the Hydra, is a kind of a seed of many types of glamour. So, again, with the Tibetan groups, will eventually be formed of those who are working at the dissipation of glamour in their individual lives, and who are doing so not so much in order to achieve their own liberation, but with the special objective of ridding the astral plane of its significant glamours. Now, I think that's pretty interesting. You might think, well, I'm working to rid myself of disturbing and plan thwarting glamours, but really, in fact, by doing that, we are helping the entire astral plane. Now, the trained observers, of course, are the seed group, which is particularly focused on this type of dissipation of glamour. They observe with accuracy where are the glamours, and then they apply themselves using the light of the soul and our beam, our dissipatory beam, to help loosen the hold of glamour upon the consciousness of humanity. They, DK goes on, they will work unitedly on some major phase of world glamour by the power of their individual illumined minds. So the members of such groups have to achieve some requisite degree of illumination. Otherwise, they can't really work on a major phase of world glamour. DK goes on to say, unitedly, they will turn the searchlight of the mind, reflecting the light of the sun, notice that term, which can indicate the soul and the higher triadal energies, reflecting the light of the sun, but at the same time radiating its own inner light upon the mists and fogs of earth. For in these mists and fogs, all men stumble. Now that's quite an assessment of how pervasive the glamour is. And I don't think we would be wise to think that we are discounted from this this reaction, this stumbling, as he calls it. He has talked about the astral plane, and some people think it's just a beautiful place, but DK has talked about how gray and opaque it is, and how the mists, the fogs, the clouds, the miasmas are the real appearance of this particular plane. At least that's how it appears to a master. Okay. So maybe You know, I'm not saying that we're going to be doing this in the way that DK might assign, for instance, a group focusing only on some major phase of world glamour. We kind of move around a bit and try to understand how certain glamours are bewildering humanity, but in the future, in a more scientific approach, I think different groups will have specific tasks within the world glamour. He also says, now, within the lighted sphere of the focused radiant light, reality will issue forth triumphant. Well, we're not there yet, are we? But we are approaching it. And in the Aquarian age, we will be more and more successful. I think that's all I'm going to do for right now, since we do have this this kind of vigil coming up. It's not a long meditation that Tuya will lead, but we have to be ready for it. It's a broadcast, and it's not something that we're going to have a chance to really discuss among ourselves. It's not a Zoom cast. It is simply a broadcast. So now, rather than try to, Joe and BL, I'll probably need your help here. Rather than try to go up in the document, which seems to have generated so many blank pages, I don't want to do that. I just want to say that this is the end of Glamour World Problem program. And what program is it?
183.
The other one is
would be 199.
Wait, reading number, reading 199, did you say?
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay. End of Glamour reading 199. And that has gone from page what to?
You page? Started at 197. What page are you on okay. now?
198. Progress.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Okay. And the next one will be beginning of Glamour World Problem 184, reading 200, I guess. And
I'm looking.
Yeah, okay, 198 to,
oops,
we don't know.
I think it's a reading 120, yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right, I'm not quick enough to do a bunch of different things at once. Hold on just one second.
Yeah, I'm looking at Makara. It's 120.
It's 120. Okay, he has 120 there, but he says 182 reading 198 above it. So that was where, okay. August, you're looking for the date of the next.
I think I did it incorrectly.
It's the
pages. Yeah.
Okay. The 10th of September.
Uh-huh. Okay, 120, and it's 10 September.
Sorry. Right. And you're looking at Makara, Joe, so you said it's.
Yeah. It's reading 120, so next time it will be reading 121.
Okay.
I always trust Makara.
Okay, reading 121. All right, that'll help me, and I will somehow get back to all of those lost pages when I don't have to bother you about it. Okay, I'll do that. Now, there's just a little bit, perhaps, about these specialized groups. They are for the future, but they will work at ridding the astral plane of some major phase of world glamour. They will be especially assigned. We're not there yet, but the seed group will give us some possibilities to enter that particular kind of phase. And it is a definite world service. And even when we try to rid ourselves of our own glamours, we are helping in the larger sense rid the astral plane of the glamours which engulf, I think that's one of the words, engulf. If you turn to a treatise on white magic, page 473, there are 15 councils and basically, I wonder if I can show that to you. Let's see, because it's really an important idea. Okay, and let me know if for some reason I don't properly 473. Okay, yes, here it is. So here's what it says.
We're not seeing it yet.
You'll see it now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it takes me just a tiny bit. It's number 3. Control the body of emotion. For the waves that rise upon the stormy seas of life engulf the swimmer. There's your engulf. Engulf the swimmer. Shut out the sun and render all plans futile. So obviously the thing we have to do is make sure that the swimmer is not overcome. We are the swimmer, of course. Make sure that the sun is not shut out by those waves, and make sure that we're really helping with the divine plan in whatever little way we can do that. So basically, friends, if you want some really wise advice, which eventually he says will make the reader and the doer able, here he says it, to pass the tests of adeptship, which is masterhood, really, then turn to this particular page in White Magic. Okay. And he tells us that some of these directions from these 15 councils, I call them that, 15 pieces of advice, are given to us in, as DK says, in terms symbolic. Others are necessarily blinds. And so if we know something additional, we may know what they're actually saying. And still others express the truth just as it is. All righty. Now, this would be the moment before our meditation. If there's any thought that you would like to express, yeah?
Oh, sorry. We have a couple of comments here, and I'm going to read two of them together because I believe they're related, and then let you talk, and then we can go on. Okay. The first one from Kim. It seems to me the current vaccination situation and the lockdowns are symptomatic of glamour and illusion. The polarization is extreme of those who believe the vaccination is the savior for humanity, despite the scientific evidence this is not the case, and those who believe there are other solutions. So which side is in the glamour and illusion? And then Diana said, perhaps it would be necessary to see what is behind these beliefs, the fear and the Manas Buddhi.
Yeah, well, you know, people have to make a determination, but let's just say there are different motivations. I just want to say that there are different stages of development that human beings are passing through at the moment. And, you know, you can get even a medical person to say almost anything. But I want to say that for me, the numbers talk. And we have a situation, at least in the United States, where the unvaccinated states are in a number-wise, their hospitals are overwhelmed, young people are dying, the numbers are speaking of horrific things occurring because vaccinations are not used. Admittedly, there may be other and better possibilities, but right now, chickenpox, smallpox, measles, diphtheria, many, many diseases which no longer afflict humanity as once they did, being the cause of huge numbers of dying people, are attributed to vaccinations. And the numbers look like they are speaking in favor of giving them the credit they deserve. There will be people who simply say, oh gosh, now this is a magnetic type of way to control people, and now things are going to stick to your skin because of the, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff out there. I'm just looking at the numbers, and I'm assuming that the tens, even hundreds of thousands of honest healthcare workers are not in there just to waste their time and delude humanity. That is my opinion. Let other people think how they wish. However, at the same time, the possibility of spreading the disease by not using masks and by being in indoor spaces when contaminated and so forth, that is a danger to many others. And they are, it's not just a question of personal freedom. In my view, it's a question of consideration of others rather than what I consider to be, and I'm just telling you my view, an adolescent rebellion against what works. So let people choose what they will do under the circumstances. That's all I can say about it. Okay.
All right. And then Olivia says, co-workers might be interested in the video, Building a Bridge Over Troubled Waters, to help deal with the problem of a divided U.S. and the world. It was presented first at the conference this year, and it's now on the Spiritual Life TV channel, and she's put the link in there.
That's good, and a very good one, and offers a lot of hope, let's just say. There are always going to be people in even the most stressed circumstances who are affected by the energy of love, and they're not going to want to kill each other, you know. But there are some pretty ancient fixations that are based upon very rigid interpretations of very old medieval thought forms. And those have to be overcome. I mean, when I think, we'll soon be doing our meditation, but when I think of 170 people, mostly those who have helped the American cause, in Afghanistan, being wiped out by two suicide bombers, or now is it three? And I think of the servicemen who are there, and servicemen and women sacrificing their lives to help bring the nation builders out of that dreadful situation. It's just appalling. We need something very powerful, very deep, to correct this situation. And frankly, I don't know if any of us know what in the next few days, which are insufficient for the evacuation of Americans and American friends, and also probably insufficient for the evacuation of any Western powers, though I think Germany has an extension of some kind. We have a situation which is extremely volatile and can lead to a war of some kind or other, I do believe. So anyway, we all things to the positive. The video that Olivia made is a very positive note concerning what maybe can be done, huh?
Michael?
Yeah.
Olivia has asked to be unmuted, and I've tried to do that, but there. Can you speak now, Olivia?
Yes, thank you. This idea of glamour and showing up in so many places, well, it can show up in ideas and expressions of our friends and family. And it makes it very difficult for us, I think, to try to figure out what to do and how to handle that situation. And so this talk that I gave at the conference this year, and has since been made into a video on the Spiritual Life TV channel, and it was shown on some other networks too. But it's about trying to understand through cognitive science and psychology how we can help people, or at least how we can deal with these situations, and offering suggestions of what might work and what science and psychology has shown doesn't work. So it can give some practical advice to all of us as we're trying to move forward and shine light on situations, and yet work with close friends and family who look at things differently, surprisingly, and and how we can interact in a harmonious way and yet still stand for what we believe is true.
Right, Olivia, thank you. We of course need people, millions, to want to interact in an harmonious manner. We have to hope that there are some millions who are filled with goodwill and at least are willing to make a bridge. That's not an easy thing sometimes when you're dealing with family members, particularly. And this whole issue has broken families apart. So what did Christ say? Well, so many things, right? But I come to bring not peace, but the sword of discrimination. And that's what we're facing right now. Obviously, in the Aquarian age, there are going to be scientific methods of dealing with glamour. We're not there yet. But at least we can make bridges, just the way the Tibetan says you have to make a bridge between the accepting disciple and the truly accepted disciple. You have to have some people who are willing to say harmony and cooperation are better than the situation we now have. And that's part of our educational work for sure. Anything else?
Yes, we have a couple of comments here that go together. So I would like to read them both out. And then Kim says, sorry, Michael, I've heard very different numbers than what you just quoted. And that's the problem, that there's two sides to the story. And she can show you two completely different statistics. But then Michael says, I think something broader to give thought to is that is wrenching my heart these days is forcing people to do something and shutting off conversations in both directions leads us to a potential timeline that we already had during World War II when we had when we almost had the withdrawal. A short-term security with the removal of freedoms is leading to a papers, please future, which historically has not worked out very well for the many, but it definitely benefited the few.
I guess the great discrimination at the moment is between freedom and license. I remember when I was a student in the university, we were given spontaneously a task with our examination to discriminate between freedom and license. And obviously, the latter is a rebellious attitude, which doesn't have much consideration of others. And the first can legitimately invoke the Lords of Liberation for another type of intervention. Suspicion is a major, major cause of glamour, and it appears on the first ray. Suspicion, self-pity, and criticism. And I would say that out of fear, great suspicions have arisen, and they are endangering, in my view, of course I always have to say in my view, the lives of hundreds of thousands of people who need not have died otherwise. But time will tell on these matters. And finally, the numbers will speak. And I frankly believe in the integrity of healthcare workers and researchers who risk their lives to find some parallel method to what has saved us from measles, smallpox, whooping cough, I don't know, all those diseases which have been arrested in their malignancy by the method of vaccination. Some of us esotericists, you know, we're pretty pure-minded. We don't want anything to be put in our body that belongs to the animal kingdom or anything like that. But, you know, frankly, let's let time show what is accurate in this regard. And meanwhile, try not to endanger others by what I call, and I have to say it's I who am saying this, a teenage rebellious attitude of millions in the human family who have not reached the point of maturity. That's not going to be a pleasant thought for many, but Tui and I just had our second shot. We're both alive, okay? Tuya has a friend deeply engulfed in the conspiracy theories, and she was just about down on her hands and knees begging Tuya not to take the second shot. Okay, well, many of us have taken the second shot, and maybe we were a little tired the next day, but we recovered or whatever. People are swept by certain conspiratorial experts. That's all I'm going to call them at the moment. And I know personally some of them, okay? And they do dissuade others from taking the vaccination. And they thus, in my view, again, I must say, endanger the lives of these people. But anyway, time will tell, and consideration of others will be a keynote in this whole process. All right, anything else?
Yes, Heike says gathering different viewpoints is good. Persisting on just one's own view, probably not so. On a personality level, we all have different viewpoints, but still are brothers in the light. Behind it all, the battle is going on, which is not between this or that horizontal side, but between the personality and the soul of humanity. Let's bring in the light and love of the soul and not divide the spiritual group because of personality differences. Heike, you made me cry while I was trying to read that.
Okay, well, this is good, of course, but please bear in mind that there are all these different strata of human development, and they will be given to come up with different kinds of conclusions that cannot be denied. That stratification of those who have incarnated earlier and those who have incarnated later. And it does have an effect, and it cannot be ignored. In general, of course, I have to agree with you with what you say. I also want to look at the esoteric facts of the situation. Thank you. Okay, is that it?
I think so.
Okay, friends, now on to the meditation. Well, there can be no questioning as to why we might at this time meditate upon the great glamour of hatred. I think he calls it that, born of the illusion of separateness.
Michael?
Oh, you want to see it?
Yeah, that too. but while you're doing that, you got a couple more comments in that I would just like to read. Tia says, a whole generation of people have been exposed only to rights-based thinking and teaching. They have not been exposed to duty-based thought. And this is the result. And then Olivia says, we must speak truth and facts as we understand them, based on facts from the most reputable sources with the full numbers, but not attack the person.
Yeah, well, all of that is true. All of that is true. But what an esotericist might say about the cause or causes of this split, which DK talks about in A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, in terms of, let's say, who is now populating, let's say, the United States, but it has a much wider range, among esotericists or people inclined toward the esoteric wisdom, we have to speak frankly. And that will mean that we will have to say things that cannot easily be said to people who have no notion of these esoteric possibilities. It's a bit tough, it's a hard saying, as it were, but we need to be able to do that. And we just have to understand that people who have been nomads from the first major solar system, people who have individualized on the moon chain, which may be many of disciples, even of ourselves, people who individualized in early Lemuria, and people who individualized in early Atlantis, will have different points of view because of their developmental history. We cannot ignore that. That may be between us, but that is what's going on, in my view, I always must say. Okay, let's go on. So the first thing we'll do is we'll have some moments of silence. I'm not going to name all of the 40 of us or so that happen to be here, but in your smaller glamour groups, you can, of course, do that. But we can have a little bit of silence in which we feel the coherence of the present group growing. And because this is actually the plane of the greatest illusion, DK using the term in a general sense, and where the major attack of the forces of darkness is presently found. Let's use with sincerity our protective formula. And we will, of course, use this cross of divinity from forehead to heart area, and then left eye, right eye. As a soul, I work in light, and darkness cannot touch me. I take my stand within the light. I work, and from that point, I never move. Tracing the light. This, he calls it the cross of divinity, which we are making. And that cross will not only be before each of us, but a large cross of protection before the entire group. Now, in our preparatory stages, we do three things. We focus the dual light of matter, etheric physical, and of mind, the lower mind. We focus these two forms of light on the mental plane, the plane over which we have some control. And then we meditate on soul contact and recognition of soul light. Some people imagine, well, however you imagine it, but as the light above the head. Because the soul is light, that we have been taught. And then we bring down, as it were, imaginatively, the soul light. We bring it down to join the two other lights on the mental plane. And then thereby produce a triple light. Composed of the light of matter, the light of mind, and the light of the soul. and we pronounce in relation to this triple light we're forming, a light from which our beam will emanate, we say, the light is one, and in that light shall we see light. This is the light that turns the darkness into day. And as we say together our formula, the group members are visualizing the great searchlight they have created, turning its light upon the astral plane. Radiance are we, and power. We stand forever with our hands stretched out, linking the heavens and the earth, the inner world of meaning, and the subtle world of glamour. We reach into the light and bring it down to meet the need. We reach into the silent place and bring from thence the gift of understanding. Thus, with the light, we work and turn the darkness into day. And our dissipatory beam, going forth from the forehead, is under group control, and our goal is to bring in the sun, considered both symbolically and actually. So that the miasmas, clouds, the fogs, cannot contain the Sun of Truth and the Sun of Love and the Sun from which a higher will emanates. And so our job is to strengthen our beam, which we visualize, and we invoke the spiritual will to strengthen our beam. So that it can truly weaken and dissipate the glamours encountered. Now, we say, regarding this strengthening, with power upon its beam, the light is focused on the goal. Okay. The glamour to be dissipated is named, and the light is thrown upon it. It is the great glamour of hatred. It is widespread and is one of the major reasons for the division between the angel of the presence of humanity and the dweller of the threshold, on the threshold of humanity. It has caused untold divisions and suffering over the years, interruption, needless loss of life in form, the glamour of hatred. And we say these words of power. The power of our united light prevents the appearance of the glamour of hatred. We know, for instance, that those who do not, who consider it a righteous act to kill 170 people with suicide bombs are animated deeply by hatred and by hope of reward in some fatuous, unrealistic paradise. The power of our united light negates the quality of hatred from affecting humanity. The power of our united light destroys the life behind the glamour of hatred. The vitality that sustains it The power of our united light destroys the life behind the glamour And when these things are done, whether speaking symbolically or factually, the sun shines. And so we weaken this glamour, such a virulent glamour, and we spend our 5 minutes of silence and intensity of purpose while we see the work proceeding. 5 minutes of interior work. we want the sun of love wisdom to shine in this darkened world. And we want to consider each other in the light of love, wisdom. As hard as that may be at the moment, with the fixations that we manage to fall victim to. These fixations are a great barrier to right human relations involving the astral plane. So, at this point, we withdraw. Our beam from the astral plane, knowing, having the faith that some work has been done to lessen this rampant glamour. And we refocus ourselves on the mental plane, and we turn the searchlight of the soul, we turn that off. It is shut off. And we sound the Om 3 times, normally by each member, but we'll do it this way. We'll all sound the Om together, knowing that some beneficent work has been accomplished with something that is causing such a terrible crisis at this time in the relationship between the angel of the presence and the dweller on the threshold of humanity. Okay, friends, that's all for the moment in wrestling with this very difficult glamour, which has its roots in fear and suspicion. Now, in just about another hour, we'll have our little meditation, 7:30 GMT, and that will be a broadcast. And we will lead that particularly as we attempt to bring some kind of presence of the Christ and his hierarchy into this hateful situation. So if you can join us, please do. It will be on our usual YouTube channel. On our VMix broadcast from YouTube, the same that we always use, and hopefully all will go smoothly, and we will be able to bring some kind of esoteric relief to a horrible situation. So, Tuya and I and Olivia and the members of the team, communications, Biel and Joe and Michael and Mikhail and others who are with us, we wish you lots of love and many blessings, and before long this will be up on Makara if you want to study what we've said, and also up on our channel, our YouTube channel, Moria Federation Esoteric Education. We'll be with you in just a little less than than an hour. Right now, we don't have any images or music going, but we will before long. Okay? So goodbye for now.